Diary. Last night I spoke in the college. April 26, 1901. Last night I spoke in the college library. I had very plain things to say, but I have not yet discharged my whole duty. It has been presented to me that a certain power has been trying to rule in Battle Creek. Some have possessed a spirit similar to that possessed by the priests and rulers in Christ's day. As it was presented to me, there was a kingly power which wished to rule, and if things did not come into line, there was a desire to repress men who were being enlightened by the Holy Spirit, men who had His word, who had been given a message to bear to the people. Many of the members of our committees have lifted up their hearts unto vanity and boasting. Prejudice has been shown against the medical missionary work, and against the men God has been leading and guiding, giving them power to give the trumpet a certain sound. The shepherds have not been doing the work God has given them. They have not been establishing the truth in new places. Earnest study of the Word of Christ would have given them a message for the churches, to arouse them from spiritual slumber. But the men of experience, who have the Word of the Lord, were not wanted in your camp meetings or council meetings, saith the Lord. Yet I had a work for them to do. There have been those who have despised the message of the Lord, and in their supposed superiority have lifted up their souls unto vanity. I will not accept their service. I will put other men in their place, for I am greatly displeased with their words and works. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word, and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way, and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Jeremiah 23, verse 16 to 24. The Lord will not serve with your methods and plans. There needs to be connected with the work men who have a right spirit, who will be faithful stewards and faithful watchmen, who will not sleep on the walls of Zion. The Laodicean message is applicable to many of the ministers and many of the churches to which they have ministered. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Revelation 3, verse 14 to 19. A round of sermons is preached, but as the church members have little interest to practice what they hear, evils are imperceptibly coming in. During the last 20 years, many have failed to gain the experience which would enable them to sway the work in right lines. Little has been done to branch out, to prepare men to do evangelistic medical missionary work. Is this lack of genuine work, with its sad results, to continue? Let ministers and people answer, no. By the help of God, we will seek His face, repent of our sins, and become converted. We will learn every day from our Bibles how to succeed in becoming missionaries of whom Christ shall not be ashamed.
Let us improve the privileges given us by God. Let us increase our intelligence by working together with Him. Let us go forth in the meekness and simplicity of Christ to win souls for Him. Thus we shall establish those in the faith. We are to work for the sick, the afflicted, and the suffering. As medical missionary work and the preaching of the word are combined, the cause will move forward. Every worker is to strive to gain by practical experience the tact, skill, and knowledge necessary for the work. Let those who know the truth labor to convert those for whom Christ has died. Let them relate their own experience in the faith. Some can make no special appeals to history and science in witnessing for Christ. But from their own experience, they can bear weighty testimonies. Testimonies which will be much more powerful than long sermons and long prayers. He who does his best in missionary work, using his ability and practical effort, is preparing a solid foundation on which to build. As he labors with Christ, his faith is built upon knowledge. He feels that the Savior is close by his side, teaching him how to wear his yoke and how to carry his burden restfully, trustingly, cheerfully. By the experience which he is gaining, he is bringing to the foundation gold, silver, and precious stones. These are the things I have been instructed to present to those who are about to commence a new and untried work. As, by imparting to others, they put into use the knowledge they have gained, they are solidifying their faith, preparing themselves for test and trial. The work of winning souls needs constant study of the Word, that the precious jewels that reward the diligent searcher may be found. There are some who fall into the error of thinking that they can have Christ in the soul without studying the Word. They neglect the Bible, comforting themselves with the thought, "I can commune with God without referring to His Word." It is the duty of all to search the Bible, that they may establish their faith upon a "Thus saith the Lord." Lessons should be given from the Bible. This is Christ's life, a picture of His words and of His work. There will be no vague sentiments or idle dreaming when the Bible is made the study book. As the worker goes forth with the precious volume in his hand, he becomes more and more built upon true knowledge. There is seen an increase of ability to work. All who cooperate with Christ will have this experience. As they follow on to know the Lord, they will know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. They will become constantly better able to represent Christ. They are continually strengthened by practical work in God's service. They are strengthened in faith and confirmed in knowledge. They can present to unbelievers proof of the fullness of grace and love which is in Christ. Thus, they become complete in Him. Such men acquire an education by prayer and earnest soul hunger. As they eat the words of Christ, the treasure house of the mind is filled with precious truths from which they can draw to supply the needs of others. They know how to lead. They can teach others, relating to them their own experience. Earnest, diligent exercise in spiritual things gives spiritual strength to sinew and muscle, enabling a man to endure the seeing of Him who is invisible. The presence of Christ becomes more and more a certainty and gives to the words an intensity of thought. The lifeblood of Christ circulates through the soul. As he lives on the bread of heaven, Christ is formed within, the hope of glory. The spiritual strength and knowledge he acquires enables him to bear a powerful testimony to the efficiency of the grace of Christ. By the exercise of the muscles, the blood is carried to every part of the human frame. The different parts of the machinery are brought into harmonious action. There is no discord to cause pain. Thus it is with the Christian experience. The words of Christ are as the leaves of the tree of life, which are for the healing of all spiritual woe, even in this life.
I am instructed to urge every soul to seek most earnestly to impart the light of the knowledge of God to those who know Him not. God has given to human beings talents upon which they are to trade. By using aright the Lord's entrusted gifts, they are to bring precious souls into harmony with truth and righteousness. Every gift is to be put out to the exchangers, that souls may be won for the Redeemer. Angels of God work with those who seek to impart light to those who, in receiving the truth, will be producers of much fruit. The way in which the truth is presented has much to do with its acceptance. Many ministers give discourses, but few know what it is to watch for souls as they that must give an account. Watching means seeking, working, speaking words in season to those that are weary. Christ is the first in the thoughts of the Christian. He has disciplined himself to make the Savior first and last and best in everything. And the souls converted through his labors receive the gift and in their turn seek to save souls ready to perish. A rich reward will be given to the true workers who put all there is of them into the work. There is no greater bliss on this side of heaven than in winning souls to Christ. Joy fills the heart as the workers realize that this great miracle could never have been wrought by human agencies, but only through the one who loves souls ready to perish. The divine presence is close beside every true worker, making souls penitent. Thus, the Christian brotherhood is formed. The worker and those worked for are touched with the love of Christ. Heart touches heart, and the blending of soul with soul is like the heavenly intercourse between ministering angels.